Hello and welcome back to the Rush That City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master, and with me we have Mike, who plays Salamander.
Hey, everybody.
Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hello.
And last but not least, Art, who plays Chimera.
Good evening, everybody.
Alright, so, question of the day today comes from Art this time.
Yes.
What's your question?
Question is, what is your favorite mythical creature?
Oh, fuck yeah. Hold on.
I think mine's already given. It's in the name.
A chimera.
Salamander.
Oh. Oops.
The traditional salamander, the fire-breathing lizard.
Yeah, that.
Mm-hmm. That's for Mike and for Sal. Although, I should
say
something about a mythological creature.
There's a lot.
I have a book on mythical creatures, so hold on a minute.
Art, you got one?
Yeah, mine's probably going to be a dryad.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Is it because they're tree people or because they're all phenomenally attractive?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. There's just so many to choose from. Because we have the greatest, which is the Mothman. But we also have Bigfoot.
Hold on, that's Natalie.
Natalie's favorite is all of them.
Hold on. This is not cryptids. This is mythical creatures.
Oh shit!
Dragons, phoenixes,
mm-hmm.
satyrs, like
Medusas. Makes it more difficult, doesn't it?
What's the one on Mythical Morning?
Cockatrice.
Is that actually a mythical creature?
Yes.
They turn people to stone. I would choose a cockatrice.
It's a rooster that turns people to stone.
Yeah. But if I were to choose, okay, so if we were to do past characters, Luna would also obviously pick a unicorn because it's her. I feel
Pegasus would have been an option. Griffin.
A griffin. That would be your favorite. I'm gonna fucking cry.
Still a dragon. Anyway.
You're dead.
So, it is, you guys, I believe when we wrapped up, we're going to roll right into the clash the next day. So you guys are on the starting line, and you were kind of told that, you know, you weren't told much, but you guys have been doing training, you know, you're probably gonna be given a riddle of some kind to get you to go to a place. Is everyone aware of how that works?
Yep, and we got a map.
Fantastic. And yeah, someone has a map. You did not get the cabby map. That's too much.
Was I asleep?
Yes.
What?
No. So all the teams are arrayed up on the stage in order of when you were called up.
Oh, great. We're last.
Except with the exception of they did separate the three Cape School teams. So they have one first, one last, one in the middle. You guys are the middle. Because they wanted to distribute you guys out. And so Merlin appears on stage in a crackle of energy that Athena knows is fake. It's an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, welcome one and all to the 2030 International Clash. Can we get a round of applause? And you hear, you're so amazing. He says, our teams will be traveling to a certain number of locations, in which case they will need to retrieve an item that will be obvious, and return, and it will lead them to the next location. Each of them are guarded by fearsome creatures and combatants. There are 35 different locations, so the team should not interact, hopefully. Each team has one chance that would overlap, because we were told that would make good TV. And the producer's looking at him like, and he's like, I'm rich, I don't care. Everyone kind of chuckles at it. And he says, all right, well, that's all I have for you. The Inner Clash will start after this countdown. And you see a huge thing above him goes, 5, 4. 3, and everyone's in the crowd's chanting, 2, 1, and in front of you, in your AR screen, everyone seems to have a screen up here in front of them, a riddle. I stand as a sentinel, Time's watchful eye. My voice a deep and measured cry. A crown I guard, a nation's heart. In shadows deep, I play my part. Hmm. And I will send that to you guys in Discord if you want, but that kind of be a bitch.
Hooray.
Would you like me to read it again? Or would you like me to send it to you?
I'm going to read it again. Just write it down.
I stand as a sentinel, time's watchful eye, my voice a deep and measured cry, a crown I guard, a nation's heart, in shadows deep I play my part.
So the two places that come directly to mind is
the Tower of London, because the Tower of London is where they keep the crown, but no. Big Ben is the, you know, time's watchful eye.
Yeah.
And my voice a deep and measured cry.
Yeah.
The other teams have most of them have scattered. You see, like, the ones with real strong men have them, the strong man carrying the nerd, usually. Or the person with really fast flight. Usually there's one person doing the thinking and then two others. You guys are obviously all workshopping together. My map.
So.
I mean, I can carry you guys and we can fly at 60, you know.
Miles an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys are standing in front of the London Eye. The water's to your back. The water is to your back. The eye is directly behind you. With your map, you would know that the Tower of London is a ways away, and Big Ben is right behind you across the bridge.
So Big Ben is closer. Let's start.
Significantly
there.
Closer. Like, not even on the same fucking level. Closer. Is that where you'd like to go?
Yes.
All right, so you guys hop across the river. There's a bridge right there, or you can fly across, and you fly towards the Big Ben, and you see that it looks like they've shut down the street. All the major thoroughfares are shut down for this. Honestly, stay in your homes. Like, this is, there will be supers out fighting. Please celebrate with us, but, you know, do it from your rooftops, not in your fucking, or stay in your garden. You know, like, don't leave. And you see that there is some kind of black tent or field over the outside of Big Ben. You know somebody was going to have to go there. Like, even if it wasn't you guys. You guys, you know, lower down into it.
Mm-hmm.
And you land, or maybe you don't land, maybe you float above it. But there looks like there's a black tarp or something above it. And it says, you know, Cape School Team 1, acknowledged. And the tarp unfolds, and inside you see two clockwork, soldiers standing. And behind them, in the at the foot of Big Ben, is a plinth with a sphere over top with something inside it. There are two clockwork style things that they're guarding it, and do you do anything?
I mean, they want us to fight, so we can just drop in on them. Yeah,
that's fine.
Okay, good, because if you had not said anything by the time I finished counting down, they were going to get the first attack because they were ready.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I was watching them. I was like,
Roll for initiative, please. The only person I can beat is Mike.
Yeah.
Do you have alert yet or something like that, or no?
Not that I'm aware of.
And beat a 20. Natalie, did you beat a 20? Ben beat a 25. 24?
Just for audio purposes, Paul was asking, and we Art and myself raised our hands.
Might be a 15, Mike?
11.
Okay. Me and my 6 over here.
Fuck you, dice.
Actually, well, let's see what the dice would have done for me. I would have been last anyway. Okay. All right. That's a spicy meatball. Athena, it is your go.
I'm going to run up to it and
before I forget, Mike, are you wearing the secondary shield as well?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I want to know.
I'm assuming we're good to, like, attack. We don't need to, like, figure out a puzzle with these things.
You were told that that
they'll be that whatever we have to get is protected.
Here. Yes.
Fantastic. And I go in with the claws and I punch it in its stupid clock face.
I'm pretty sure it's not a clock face, unless you're punching Big Ben.
Oh, I thought the robot.
It's a clockwork. It looks like it's made out of
springs and gears.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's radiating heat as you get closer to it.
Okay. I'm gonna stab it.
All right.
15 plus 8 for a number.
You hit.
And then I have to roll it again, right?
Yes, you get 3 attacks with that. Wait, 8. Two?
Two.
No, the offhand. Two of them fighting.
18 to hit.
Total. Yeah. Would you like to take minus 5 to plus 10 to damage? You do it in the next attack, not now, but...
Sure. I would miss.
You miss regardless. Okay, so 2 hits, so roll your damage twice. No rend anymore.
I know. I mean, I felt like that was the render, wasn't it?
The rend just outputs so much damage.
Well, the rend is only... It's an extra 46 if she was with both, which was why it was such a big thing.
22?
22
damage.
How much was that?
I did 246.
Yeah,
7. And then plus the 5.
Twice. You hit twice. 1, 2.
The third attack.
17, so 27.
What?
Okay.
I rolled 4 dice.
Yes. And it said how much damage?
For 2, it was the...
Put it down. That's how much damage. 10. Yeah.
15. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
And you hit twice. So you get your bonus twice.
I get to roll the 4 dice again.
The damage bonus, the plus 5. You hit twice. It's 2 separate attacks.
I know, and I added 5.
Would you add 5 twice, so 10.
Okay.
For each attack that you did, you add the 5 to.
Okay, got it.
I was like, I thought I was clear, but sorry if I wasn't clear enough. That's on me. Would you like to do anything else?
That's all I could do.
You could have gone invisible.
I'll go invisible.
You can't.
Why?
Actually, you could bonus action to do like a temporary invisibility.
Yeah.
Roll. Power check.
That is...
The DC would be 15 for one round.
9 and 8.
That hits, yeah. Then you're invisible to your next attack, so you have advantage on the first attack.
He will?
You will.
Oh.
Next.
That would be me. How far apart are these things?
They are 30 feet apart. And they are... So there's one directly in front of it, and then there's one that looks like it was walking.
Okay.
Patrolling.
You're patrolling, yeah.
So which one did she go up to?
She hit the one that was patrolling.
Okay. Then I'm gonna go ahead and shatter the other one.
You suck.
Let me guess, they're weak to thunder.
No, but they are constructs.
Oh.
So they have disadvantage on the saving throw.
Yep.
They still get to do it, but... No fucking way. 9 fails, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
7 damage on 3d8.
And that's to hit the undamaged one, right?
Yes. Ooh. 5-1-1. Yep.
What would you like to do with your bonus action? Summon a sibling?
No, not yet.
Okay. Remember, by the way, I will be tracking the rounds, and that will determine how well you guys do on in the overall.
That's
I actually
fine.
Have a thing to track rounds now.
I'm actually going to give him a bardic inspiration.
Giggity. Sal,
check it out. Sal, you can do it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you went after the closer one, you went after the...
I just didn't...
You blasted the one that was at the...
Yes.
Okay. So we're going
to... So I figured...
We're going to focus fire, yeah?
Yeah. Just because, since she went invisible, I didn't want to make sure that I didn't hit her.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's a fact. You guys have to... That's a real worry you guys have.
Yeah.
Unless you have blind sense now, Sal.
Nope. Infravision, but that doesn't matter.
That's why.
Infravision lets you see her.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, at least this form of invisibility. Not like invisibility, like the spell, but this is just a warping of her powers.
Got it.
You can see her.
She put up some kind of illusion.
Exactly. An illusion she wasn't there, but there's still heat there.
Okay. salamander.
What you doing with all that funk?
All right. The one that she hit looks not really damaged.
It's hurt, but it's not hurt. It's not bloodied. That's for damn sure.
It's not rendered.
It's not sneak attack rend. It was your sneak attack that was the problem.
Okay. Then I am going to drop in on it, and I'm going to use the Power Fist. We'll see if that hits.
Giggity. That's the big one, right?
That's the big one. 60-10.
Yeah, but yeah, that's not my favorite.
And that uses Constitution to hit, because that's power.
Correct.
So 5 plus 3, so plus 8 to hit. 17 plus 8.
25 hits.
Yeah, let me find my 60-10 here.
Conveniently, I have 60-10 right here.
Okay. 24 lightning damage.
And that's to the one that's already most damaged. 24, you say. Yeah. 24 damage.
My highest roll was a 5.
Woof.
Yeah.
That's power of my full rest, right?
Yep.
Did you notice one of your damages went up? I think Rob should have modified it for you. I modified it for you. On your sheet.
One of my damages went up?
This should be written in pencil.
No.
I need to see your sheet. Yep. That should be D12. Sorry, that should be D12. Power Fist. Yeah, it should be D12. Not D12. No. And I made a modification to the sheet.
Should I roll again?
Yeah, I'll let you roll again. And now you need 60-12. I don't know if you have 60-12 out. Hey, you do. I see them.
Yeah.
Here's your pencil.
No. Not mine. I have mine.
I buffed the damage of melee because there's almost no point to take me. With the new system, there's almost no point to taking melee when range hit almost as hard.
And you can do that
in save from safety.
Or in melee if you have the right feat for it. Let's try this again.
I need to undo a damage. There's an undo button.
Well, that is significantly better. I see 2 12s, an 11, and a 9. So, 20. Oh, God. Everything is 7 or higher.
So, 15 and 24 is
39.
39 plus another 20.
59 total.
Yeah, it laser locks on you.
Hi.
It is officially bloodied. And you can see, flames are leaking out from underneath its steampunky chest. Steampunky, clockworky thing. Alright, next.
Next is you.
It's a me! I'm gonna have the one who's really badly injured to go first. It is going to... Natalie, I need you to... Okay. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Did you move after going invisible, or did you not?
Like, I do an invisible, and I step to, the left.
Okay, that's...
That's always what I do.
But you have to say it.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Because I was going to use a fire blast that would hit you... Could have hit you both in a line.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I'm going to...
I'll make sure to say it next time.
Bonus action, it's going to spray grease at its feet. In a 10-foot radius, I need you guys to make dex saves. Both of you.
Even if we're flying?
Are you flying?
I don't have hover, never mind.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think you have hover.
This one doesn't have hover, the next one does.
So, yeah, I need dex saves from you too.
20 total.
That'll make it.
Oh, shoot.
That's not good.
We missed the animal friends.
You hadn't summoned them, as far as I knew.
I forgot.
Your bonus action, you went invisible instead.
Yeah.
Yep.
9. 7 plus 2.
You fall down.
Bardic Inspiration.
Which is 8.
Yep.
So 4, so probably still not enough.
It is unfailing, though, so you get to keep it.
Okay.
That's I'm right, correct? Okay.
13 doesn't cut it.
Chameleon, it wanted to hurt you anyway. So it just it's just gonna go to pound town on you. It takes these. It's a massive. It looks like these guys look like the. What are they called? The guards at Buckingham Palace.
The Royal Guard.
Yeah, they've got a name.
Beefeaters.
Yeah, but they have a different. They have a not mean name. Like
Beefeaters.
Yeah, they look like the gym. They look like 10-foot tall beefeaters. And it takes its sword and goes to stab you on the ground.
It can do that.
21 misses you?
Yes.
I thought so.
Even with advantage.
I know.
that one really missed.
Yeah. And then
advantage, he rolled a 3 and a 1.
And then I need you to make me a dex save at disadvantage.
I don't like that. Well, that's a nat 1, so...
Well, you're resistant to it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, I'm not going to double the damage, but I'll negate your resistance.
Okay.
So, it's 46 normally, plus 2d6 if you be on the race. Well, these dice don't hate me. 28 points of fire damage, which shit was actually double, but because of you it had. You know what I mean?
28 total.
Yep, 28 total fire. Total damage. The grease is... Oh, yeah, you also... Natalie will also take the 10, because she's on the grease field around him is lit.
Even though I saved it.
Correct. You were standing on it.
You were still standing. I fell down. You made the deck save. I did not.
Yeah, the 10 was unavoidable. It was just going to happen.
Right.
Because you're standing on the grease. All right, that was it. That was the first one's turn. The second one... Chris, how far away are you? 30 feet?
I was going to say it's from...
60 feet?
60 feet.
Okay. Well, because you used
how
your...
How far away? Because I... Yeah.
What's the range on Shatter? Is it 60 or 80? Or is it... I can find it real fast. Shatter's range is 60 feet, so you had to be within 60 feet.
So yeah,
you're 30 from you're 30 from that one, and you're third, and then, so you would also have to have made a dex save because it could have lined you up. It's a 30 foot line.
Okay.
Because it's 30 foot away from the other one. I'm doing a dex save from you. I got to hit Art for the first time in like 5 sessions, 10 sessions.
No, I think you hit him when we were doing the clash training.
You may be right.
16?
That makes it, so you'll take half.
8 and 18,
so 9. Okay. One of these things is not cool.
Okay.
One of my D6s was an imposter.
Was it a D3?
No, it was a D6, but it was not the kind I like.
Wasn't the D6, but it was actually all 5s, just different colors. I had one of those somewhere.
Alright. So this one's going... The one that's guarding... That is guarding the other thing is going to pull out... it's going to do its alchemical flame jet. And this one... Natalie, I need you to roll a luck check. Natalie, what is a good number on a D12 for you?
A 4.
It does not hit you with the flame jet.
What was it?
I need a dex save at disadvantage.
Wait, what was it?
3. So it was within 1. Mike, dex save disadvantage, please.
That was a 7.
But you still have resistance, so it's 15, so it's like, take 7.
Wait, was I supposed to take something?
No, not this time. Okay. No, the grease is already on fire. At the end of your turn, if you're still there, you'll take 2d6. And then it's going to pull out a, and it looks like an energy rifle, and take 2 shots at Chris. So, 21 to hit you?
I'm just too pretty to hit. Or did I get rid of that?
I think you might have gotten rid of it.
Oh no.
I think you did, actually. Charmer.
Rank 2. 1,000 watt smile. And proficiency to AC as a reaction.
Damn it. Alright, missed the first one. Here's the second. I got a 27 that time. Okay. So I got that many D8s. Take 15 points of piercing damage. And it's styled to look like the Beefeater's rifles that they carry. And that is it for me. My monsters have done their thing. Athena, it is you. You have advantage on this first attack roll.
Can I summon Murphy?
You would attack first. Oh. Oh, wait, unless you want... Okay, yeah, you can summon Murphy, yeah.
Murphy and...
Ted or Harriet?
We'll do Harriet, because you like Harriet. You think she's sassy.
She is sassy, but Ted, but not Ted. No, so Harriet's a better pick for right now, because you're traveling.
Yeah.
All right.
Harriet.
So, roll for Athena, with advantage for the first attack.
Excuse me. 13 right. plus 8.
I'm assuming you're taking the minus 5 plus 10 like you were last time, or no?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, well, so... So that's 11 plus 8, it's 19 hits.
Yep.
Okay. And then roll the next to hit.
Just regular?
Regular.
17.
Also at the minus 5 plus 10, because you said that yep. earlier. No. Next. Describe how you kill it, because you can't not kill it with that damage.
I go in.
Yeah.
And then I do stabby stab, and then a bitch slap.
Alright, I need the two of you to make dex saves, please.
Disadvantage.
Yes, you're on the ground.
How's a 4?
It's gonna fail.
What about a natural 20?
You can negate his disadvantage.
I'll negate your disadvantage.
How's a 12?
I was really, you took the higher one, so I've turned it into an advantage. Okay. It's only 46. It is 14. Natalie takes. I think you both take 7. No. Yeah, you both take 7.
Wait, even with my natural 20?
Oh, no. No, you take nothing from natural 20s. That's a roll. Yeah. So you take nothing, and Mike, you take 7. That was it for, you have, your summons.
My summons turn.
Yep.
Alright. There's like a burst, right? Burst from the bag is a giant Murphy. Not big giant, but like the normal
large.
Big size.
Large, not
correct.
Huge. Got it.
And he goes in to the other one.
Which does not have its grease field around it yet.
Correct. And he goes... Rah. That's an 8 plus 7.
Miss.
Yeah. And he misses. Because he... And then Harriet bursts forward... And she goes, caca!
And shits on it.
And is an eagle because America and we're in the UK. And then 13 plus 6.
Yep.
And she shits on it. And it says a D4. Oh! 8 damage.
8 damage.
It happens.
You did you remember to add the extra one?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty then.
The Beefeaters or Yeoman Warders are only at the Tower of London.
What's the one in front of Buckingham Palace?
The Kingsguard or Queensguard.
Okay, so it is the Kingsguard then.
The bearskin cap.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm imagining, yes.
I had to look it up because, you know, it was gnawing at me. I was like, okay, I need to know.
Alrighty, y'all. That was Athena. Chimera. Your target's still alive.
I'm gonna go ahead and do the Thorn Bolt at it.
Good deal. You wanna take minus 5 to hit plus 10 to damage?
Sure.
Which is like trying to miss into a crit? You only get once a day.
No, not yet.
Okay. What'd you roll? I'm curious.
I rolled a 4.
Yeah, that wouldn't have hit with your bonus. Actually, what's your bonus to hit?
9.
Yeah, it wouldn't hit with your bonus. Okay. Alright, would you like to, your bonus action? Would you like to spend it for anything?
You still have one, right?
You're gonna spend, it's a long adventuring day. It's a long fighting day. And you don't think you'll get a short rest.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna go ahead and let him take care of him.
Sal, get it. Roll deck save to stand up or fly.
I will fly at the final guy and
use the
glaive.
Get it.
18 to hit.
18 hits.
Okay.
At that ankle.
10, 46.
Just like giving you a flame tongue longsword, I remember now. I was like, that's not that big a deal.
Work.
It's acid damage, right?
Yeah. Acid and slashing. 15 plus 8, but math sucks. Okay. So 13 acid damage.
The damage type doesn't matter.
Okay.
Just give it to me straight.
Okay. 36 total on two attacks.
Yep.
And then the bonus action for the ass end.
The butt?
Yeah. That's a nat 1.
Roll to see how bad it was.
Yeah. Another nat 1.
You crit yourself for max damage.
All right. So, 8 plus 4 plus...
Actually, no, I think it's, no, it's just crit, it's just crit self.
I so. Feel like there should be a way for us to be like, knock it off!
Yeah, if you're a halfling with bountiful luck.
You That's
say,
a thing?
You say, you share your no ones for you. It's a thing, it's like a, the most friendly thing.
How, I have played halfling so many times, how come I never had this? I asked if
you
wanted this?
It and you said you didn't want
it. It's a feat. So, I will take what was and that's including so, the
so,
acid.
Yeah, so you roll, right? Yeah, so you'll roll it. Roll it and then you crit yourself.
So, 2d4 and 2d6, or 1d4 max.
Just roll it. That's fair.
Fuck you.
The bludgeoning maxed out?
Yeah. Yeah, that part maxed out.
Don't you ignore resistance anyway? Acid?
Yeah. So, 8, 12, plus 6, 18 damage.
You didn't correct yourself.
But that gets rid of all of my temporary hit points.
Then page P.
And that's it for my turn.
Oh, you cracked your acid shield with that.
No, that cracked first.
Okay.
I have that one first, and then my...
Your regulars, yeah. Okay. I have a turn. I have a turn! Alright, so Clockwork's gonna do the same thing. Burst, and dex saves from the two of you next to him, and as well as Harriet, Murphy.
Would Harriet have to?
No.
I kind of figured.
Is Bird.
Well, if it's... Psh, I didn't know if it would...
It sprays down.
Oh, okay.
I get the feeling I failed.
16 is the save.
Yeah.
What is it, dex?
Oh. Throw a d8 at it. Even up.
Then you make it.
19 plus 1 for 20 for Murphy.
Okay. And yourself?
What?
You're in it too, dude.
Fuck!
you're throwing claws with this thing.
7 plus 8.
Hits. You made it.
I did?
Wait, 7 plus 8. 15? No, you didn't.
15. Oh, fuck!
Wait, would you like to use your
have Lucky!
No, your bunny.
My bunny?
You failed the dex save. Your hangering ability.
Hair trigger. Right? No, Lucky Footwork. 1d4.
Which means you make it, because you need 1. You don't fall down.
I don't fall down!
Okay.
Alright, what do myself and the Murph?
There was no damage on that. Well, now there's damage, because it's going to try and...
Yeah.
What element is Murphy right now? It will be what he is all day.
What are we thinking? I always choose incorrectly. I need help.
Fire is generally safe, because fire damage is common. And
they're using fire, though.
Which means it makes him immune to it.
Yeah.
Or they might heal from it.
Well, they could heal from it. Or,
that's my fear,
it could be lightning is not commonly resisted, but it's not commonly as a vulnerability. Mm-hmm. Or poison is trash. Acid's usually good. It's rare for things to resist acid. But not there's not things, a lot of things vulnerable, but it's more than fire. Or more than lightning.
I'm thinking, am I able to change it?
When you bring him out, mm-hmm. you can use a spell slot to recover him, mm-hmm. and that would change his element.
Which I think is technically not the way the rules work, but we thought it was more interesting than having one element all the time.
That's how it
Is it okay? I wasn't sure.
I believe that's what it says in the book.
It's the Drake Warden.
It's been so long since I've seen it.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll do fire.
Okay. He is a fire cat.
Fire cat.
You just choose not to do the fire damage right now.
Right.
Actually, you might not need to do that.
Just hit him.
Yeah.
But it's my turn anyway.
Yeah.
So they everyone made the save. Boo. So I'm gonna try and get a line and see. Chris, you are still 60 feet away.
60 feet away.
Can't do jack shit about you. It slings its rifle, is going to flame jet the three of you on the ground. Or actually, I can get Harriet too. Let's see how many. I'm gonna do a D3 plus one for how many of you I can get.
Okay.
Safely. Two. Two, I can get two. It's gonna be Sal and Harriet because he knows he can line you up. So make a dex save, please, the pair of you. It's fire damage. You'll be fine.
Natural 20.
You only need to roll for yourself for Harriet. You're not in it.
For Harriet
this time. I just shot at Harriet, not you.
Oh, she got the natural 20.
Yeah.
Four. Six total?
14, 16. Each of you take half because you're resistant.
16? You said 16, and it looked like you were still counting, and each of you take half.
16, so 8 each. Oh, no, Harriet takes nothing because she got it at 20. All right, then it's going to try and slash you twice. Try and slash. Who hit it the hardest?
Hi.
The tank, okay. It has not learned its ways, and then this is a fucking futile experience. 22?
Nope.
That's so mean, dice!
Two net ones?
No.
Two net 20s.
I threw it to the side and got two net 20s. I'm crying. Fuck it, those are my next rolls. Better kill it before it's my turn. Round 3. Athena.
Run up.
Or Mirage. You were
already up on him.
You're next to him already.
You were hacking away at him.
I need you to make me a dex save.
You and your damn dex saves.
Oh, no, sorry. It's the end of your turn. Never mind.
I already rolled it.
You already made the save. Then you're good. Roll the hit. Yeah. Are you taking the minus 5 plus 10 or not?
Yes.
Okay. For all three attacks?
Yes. 14 plus the 8.
Hits. Next.
No.
Yes. It hits. So 9 plus 8 is... Wait, oh, minus 5. No.
Yeah.
Roll that. Roll the hit. See how bad it is with that one. No penalties. Other than 8. Okay. So you got one hit. So roll your 2d6 and add 15. 19 points. Okay.
Listen here, you piece of
shit. It is officially bloodied. You see it starts to drip flames. Murphy.
We're going to move our new dice to the back to teach it a lesson. Move the good ones up front. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to replace you or anything.
She got new dice when we were on vacation last week.
All right. What am I doing?
Murphy? Rolling a hit with Murphy.
Rolling a hit with Murphy. 12 plus 7.
19 hits. Would you like to apply your fire damage?
Sure.
It takes fire damage. It's not even rolling. It's not even resistant.
Fantastic.
How much fire it has, you'd think it'd be resistant. It's not. Kind of dumb.
Excuse me? 10? 13? 20 damage?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that includes the extra reaction damage?
The infused strike?
And it's regular attack.
I can so do an...
That's what I'm saying.
I was going to do an infused strike with Harriet.
Why would you not do it on the person who already hit?
Okay. Double sixes.
And yeah, that's 12 more. It is hanging on by not a lot. Harriet.
It's your turn. She's gonna go poop on it. She goes, kicker!
Minus 5 plus 10 or not?
For Harriet?
Yeah, she gets access.
Does she?
Attack rolls.
His, one of his homebrew rolls.
It'd be a plus 1.
Then probably not.
Yeah. 13 plus 6.
I don't know if that's updated, by the way.
Okay.
Let me see.
13 plus 6.
That will hit. Yeah, this hasn't been updated in forever. like, a long time. Which means Chaz is not up there either. You guys are 8th level, right?
Yes.
Correct. For now.
Hopefully.
You guys haven't hit a level in a while, right?
7.
When I joined.
July 5th.
Okay.
Math, sorry. I think I joined at 7 and then immediately got a level.
Yeah, this isn't right.
But also, you have it timelined out.
I do.
And I plan on cutting most of this, so. You hear that, Mike?
Do you talk to yourself while you're editing?
Sometimes.
Yeah, you answer yourself? Yeah. I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Well, I actually haven't gotten to me
you yet. Got it.
We're almost there. I think there's one more with Rob.
Mm-hmm. All right. And it should be 2d4, because she's...
But I do talk back to you guys.
That's funny.
Right. Even it's 2d4 plus... It's 2d4 plus 7. I need... No, give me 10.
That's...
Oh, sorry. Add one more to the hit and damage for the attack. You're going to rewrite that.
So it's now plus 8 for both?
Correct. Woo! Oh yeah, Ted's way tankier than you've been playing him. Holy shit.
But it's funny that he's not.
45 hit points.
Holy shit!
He's a thick boy.
Oh no, she has 36?
Yeah, she's flying. So would you like to roll the extra damage for Harriet? Or no, you missed.
No, I hit.
Oh, okay, then yeah, roll your damage for Harriet. 2d4s.
Yes. I already rolled one. There's a 5 plus 8.
13.
13.
From getting shit on.
Yep.
Woohoo!
She had some spicy curry.
Still alive. Bleeding badly.
Wait a minute. So does that mean that Murphy hit?
I haven't modified Murphy. I haven't modified Murphy. So you want to give me a Murphy sheet?
I did. I handed it to you.
No.
He's plus. No, because he would be plus 8.
No, he didn't get. He doesn't get the plus 1 to hit damage because he's not summoned.
Damn it.
Come here, it's you.
Alright, I'm going to go ahead and attempt the Thorn Bolt again. Not.
You could theoretically kill it.
Without the plus 5. I'm rolling it standard rather.
Yeah, well, with the standard, you could theoretically kill it.
9 and 9 is 18.
Hits. Is it D10s or D8? It's still D12s.
No, it's D10s.
Well, plus your, no.
Oh, that's right. Plus yes.
You should mark it just for yourself because that's what the actual thing is. Plus your modifier.
Yep. 17 damage.
Are you sure that's all you did?
9 and 8.
Plus your 6.
Oh, that's right. I get the plus 6 to that. Yes.
Because it's a power.
23.
I'm going to describe it as it explodes. But we'll describe what you do to it. If you describe
the
tank.
It goes in and then just expands out in a big vine.
I thought you did Thorn Bolt, not
Vine. Oh, that's true.
Can I grab her and dive for cover?
If you fail the dex save, you'll take the full damage.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
So, yeah. It will probably pierce.
I failed the next save. Total of 10.
An alchemical fireball goes off. 20 points of fire. That was a good fire. It was 4, 4, 6, 6.
No resistance, right?
No, that was the penalty for
she
that.
Didn't take it, though.
Yeah, she took nothing.
Because the shield got in the way.
Yeah.
Correct. That ass, though. All right. You guys...
Murphy and Harriet aren't so lucky.
Murphy's immune.
No, Murphy's immune because it's fire. Yep. Yep.
And Harriet's flying more than 10 foot away.
Cool.
And nice. Chris is not in range. Okay, so that was big. That was the Big Ben mission. We can now delete this. I don't need it anymore. So, as the second construct, fades and it dies and a platform starts to like trundle them down. Looks like these might actually be there now. They might actually just be part of the defenses for Big Ben when they're needed. It would not be unusual with monsters and stuff like that to have something like this to defend a place like this. You guys see on the plinth there is a A letter. Just, you know, plain Jane paper letter.
Y'all fucked up. You went to the wrong place. Fuck!
No, because it said Team 1 accept. It said Cape School Team 1 accepted. So you knew you were in the right location. Alright. So what do you do? There's a letter.
There's a letter. Well, is it addressed to anyone, or is it just a...
It just says Cape School Team 1.
Cool. Then I guess open it. It's got something in it.
I debated if there was going to be poison on it or not. I figured that would not make sense.
Oh, wait. Go for it.
I debated. I didn't decide.
I was going to say, because... Wouldn't I be the one, checking for traps?
I debated. I decided against it. The letter says, two towers stand, a city's embrace. A river's pulse, a watery space. I lift to the sky a steel-framed art. A silent guardian, a bustling heart.
And that passed me again.
Two towers stand, a city's embrace. A river's pulse, a watery space. I lift to the sky a steel-framed art. A silent guardian, a bustling heart.
It's the bridge.
Which one?
The bridge. When you watch a movie and it has London in it, think of the bridge. It is. There it is. It's the bridge. What's that one?
The one that's in that song.
Not the song!
That burned down.
I know, but that's what looked up, London, and that's what it gave me.
London Bridge is
London
falling.
Bridge isn't in Arizona, because they actually removed it and they rebuilt the bridge.
If you were watching a movie...
I want to say it's...
And it's set in London. That's the bridge.
Tower Bridge now?
Tower Bridge is a ways.
Yeah.
But, actually, I have a map.
In the city of London, London Bridge is right over River Walbourne.
But the question is, what else could fit that description?
Is it Tower Bridge? Tower Bridge? Hold on.
Millennium Bridge.
I was thinking it's this one. Tower Bridge. Art? Tower Bridge?
Yeah.
Because it's not that one. That was in Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. It's
almost 2 miles away.
Wait, was there Millennium Bridge was in
that one? Yeah. Because it references the two towers in the clue. That's correct.
Two towers stand a city's embrace.
Yeah.
There's a couple bridges in London that have towers.
Yes. But that is the most iconic one. Yes.
Ring a ding ding. So you guys hoof it. Are you flying, carrying them?
I mean, that's up to them. If they want, I will.
Or are they trying to do it on Shank's mare? Or is Natalie riding Murphy? Because, actually, you're faster.
Yeah.
60.
Yeah, you're faster. Oh, yeah, you can ride Harriet, though. How fast is Harriet?
Fly speed is 60 foot.
Yeah. I know my place.
She can ride Harriet, and you can carry him, and you guys can
boom,
schmoove. Done. She reaches down with her claws and grabs on the specially designed hooks on your shoulders. So you can still shoot your bow.
Yep.
And
you get special epaulets.
Yeah. Yes. So you guys fly over, you know, all over, you know, some the St. Thomas' Hospital and over Southmark.
You get a good look at the city.
Yeah, it's you go over like kind of in the South Bank area.
Do we see any other teams flying like us?
Yes, you do. You see the Japanese team flying across the river towards St. Paul's Cathedral. You see some people going towards Somerset House, the museums. You know, like, there's a bunch of places in the area that you see them flying towards. But you fly your way towards the Globe. Sorry, not the Globe. I can't read.
That's the next step.
No, it's like a touristy thing that's on the map, and my lies locked on it. But
there something you're supposed to pick up, not just a letter?
There would be an object that will tell you where to go to the next thing. This one was a letter. The next one might be something different.
See, I thought the training mission, whatever we had.
That should have been what it was, but they Atletico cheaped out basically. That's what you can gather.
True.
So you guys fly across. You know, you go. You're going 60 miles an hour. You know, really, really hauling, and you see Tower Bridge. And in the center of it, there is a dome of blue energy that you fly close, and you get in basically you figure you're gonna have to touch this one. You go, boom, and it says, "Cape School Team 1, accepted." And you see in the center of the bridge, there's a hole. Like, obviously they had some kind of super makeup gap. And down in the water below, you see that there is a buoy. Boom, boom, boom. With a similar small thing on a podium. The pedestal that you saw before, a similar dome energy on top.
Okay.
But I need perception checks if you're going to try and see the defenders.
Would Harriet also do that?
Yes, she gets advantage. And she uses your bonus.
Ick.
And you said...
Baby!
9 plus 4 for 13.
Not going to get it.
Yeah. I'm counting on you to get this.
Harriet gets a natural 20.
Of course she does.
I'm going to roll my stealth and see how that goes.
I got a 12.
Wait, do you have to do it? Because I rolled a natural 20.
I did better than you. Oh, man.
I also have a natural 20 on one of mine.
That's
a specialty. True. But your bonus is higher than mine. So...
You did not.
I got a nat 20. On 4 dice.
Okay.
They're underwater. Yeah, Harriet spots them, but she can't mark them in AR. Did anybody who can mark things in AR make that check?
I rolled a 12.
That won't do it.
Nope. I said that.
Natalie?
I mean, she's my eyes, isn't she?
Were you using one of your uses a beast bond to look through her eyes?
I did 18.
Did you look through her eyes?
Yeah.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say you were doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Then you did not.
Fuck. Was that an 18 on the die?
Yeah.
Plus your...
8.
8, so 26.
Oh, then you see three figures in the water surrounding the pedestal. And Harriet tells you there's a fourth one, but you can't see it.
Gotcha. So I... Click.
Oh, I'm sorry. Correction. There were two... it sees two figures. Two forms.
Okay. Click.
Roll initiative, please. Nelly, what'd you get?
I didn't do good.
What'd you get?
A 9 plus 8.
Okay.
I'm not rolling good.
Mike?
Let's get Penny down here.
An 8 plus 2 for 10. Oh, I didn't do good. I rolled a 9.
7 plus 5 for 12.
17.
So you're probably going to beat us.
All right. So from the two that you can see, I need... Dexterity saving throws from everybody.
Holy crap, nat 20.
You take nothing.
21 total.
You'll make the save, you'll still take some damage.
Right in between. Damn!
That's a cool Harriet as well.
Wait, I have to roll for Harriet as
yes.
well? Dexterity?
Yep.
She rolled a 16 plus 4, so 20.
That'll make it.
12 plus 7 for 19.
So everyone fucking made it. Got it. All right, well, it's 15 damage, 7 if you made it, nothing for Mike. Mike's like, fuck yeah, no damage.
So what's the roll, sorry?
7. 7 to each of you. And then... that happens. Okay. Athena, it is your turn.
Hi.
How is your health?
I'm down about a quarter.
Okay.
Almost exactly.
All right. And they're in the waterfall?
The two you can see are in the water, yes.
Okay. I'm going to have Harriet drop me. Ka-ka!
Free fall.
Drop me.
Bomb a run!
And I then summon.
What are you? Where, are you landing? Or are you falling in the water?
So
are you standing on the ridge?
You
of
know the bridge.
Yes.
There's the hole.
Yes.
I'm standing on
the edge of the
edge of the hole.
Okay, that's it's a bit. It's like a 30-foot wide hole. It's
and then
huge.
I summon Chaz.
So you're sending Harriet away and summoning Chaz.
Yes.
Chaz appears.
And
here he goes. Oh, okay. Poof.
He's a walrus.
Can I be an octopus? This is not chill.
Sure. You can be an octopus.
Awesome. And he does the wave with his tentacle.
All right, and then I send him down. But I'll go first. I'll
the beanbags.
Yes. I got number one. Now I got two. Come here, I got three. Four for Mike.
Seven for Mike.
So he's starting to go down, and I'm going to shoot into the water.
They are underwater, so you'll have disadvantage to hit them. Or no, actually, I'm just going to give them plus to 5 AC. You should roll.
17 plus 10 for 27.
That hits.
Yeah. 10.
Where? A, B, or C? You know there's a third one. I've told you that, but you don't.
B. Okay. Yep. Yes, please. That looks to be a 9. Oh. Yeah, D10s.
That's correct.
I got confused. 17 plus 5?
22.
22. And I go again?
Yep.
11 plus 10 for 21.
Hits.
And then there's 7 plus a 2, so 14.
Correct. Yep.
And then I go invisible, and I step to the side.
Roll to go invisible. You fail.
Didn't you use your bonus action?
Yeah, you did.
Never mind. I can't use it anyway. So
the next time you try it, you're going to fail.
Okay. Now it's going to be Chaz's turn.
Chaz's turn.
19 plus 7.
That hits. Is he taking the same one?
Yeah.
Okay.
4 and a 3, so for 14. 14 damage.
Yep.
And then he...
It is officially bloodied.
Scoots off.
It looks like a deep, deep blue elemental thing with crackling electric eyes.
Okay.
Fun.
After Athena, we have Chimera, I believe. Number three.
Yep.
You have two tagged in the AR. You cannot see them. They're about 10 foot down.
Guess who has a swim speed?
Can you breathe underwater?
Figure that's what the armor's for.
You can also hold your breath for your constitution round constitution modifier minutes.
Yeah. So 5 minutes.
Food is ready.
Oh, okay.
Do we want to stop at the end of the round?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
So it is. Actually, let me take my turn and then.
Yep.
Well, shoot. I don't know where they are. So
you see two of them.
In AR.
So you can target them with a thorn bolt if you wanted to.
You'd be firing at disadvantage.
No.
They get plus 5 AC. Oh, yeah, and disadvantage because you can't actually see them.
No. Well,
because they're underwater. Yeah, that's what you told her when she was shooting.
Which it wasn't disadvantage. I just added 5 to their AC. Which is the effect of a disadvantage, kind of.
I'm going to do Bane on the 2 that I know.
I'll roll 2 Charisma saves. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or Wisdom saves.
Charisma.
I made that one. Yes. I have to roll something like that to make it with this. I failed the second.
Is it the one that she was attacking?
It is the one that she was attacking that is no, the one who she was attacking is the one who got an at 20. You guys have seen B and C, you haven't seen A. That was how I decided. Would you like to do anything else, Chimera? Are you hiding behind a pillar or something? Or?
Yes, I'm going to hide behind a pillar.
Sal!
Yeah, that's...
I guess I'm going in.
Whoa.
You guys got a better idea?
I mean,
we could try and do a shooting gallery, but that's not so great.
Yeah. You have a...
I have a glaive.
Swim speed,
I have a swim speed.
Then you should be fine.
Alright, so I'm going to dive into the water on the one that was already damaged. I'm going to try and stab.
That's a good idea. And you don't do fire damage, you do acid damage, so they don't get the...
They don't get their special bonus.
Well, also, you ignore resistance to acid, right?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Elemental Adept Acid. Okay, does 19 hit?
Yep, even with... you are swinging a slashing weapon underwater. You're at disadvantage.
Okay. So the lower of the two was a 12.
Oh, you already did, okay.
I rolled two for attacks, my two attacks, okay.
But yeah.
I was reading off the lower one. If that didn't hit, then I would have read off the higher one.
So plus seven? Eight plus seven, 15?
12 plus seven.
It hits, yes. And then apologies.
Second attack, a 19 plus seven.
Was the low die?
Yeah, they were both 19.
No shit, yeah, they both hit. Damn, Jackie. You have to attack the one time.
Okay.
Glub, 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 glub.
And acid doesn't matter, right?
They're resistant, but yours... That
doesn't matter.
Correct.
Okay, so...
Underwater, they're immune to fire.
Oh, shit. 30 points of overall damage from the two attacks.
Hanging on by a thread.
We'll get the final attack in.
With that booty booty?
Bludgeoning.
Still disadvantage, but yeah.
Yeah. That probably won't hit.
I thought you cracked yourself in the nuts again. I was like, no. That's obviously what happened with the last one.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. 5, so 12.
Miss.
Yeah.
Alright, so. You have an action surge if you'd like it. I don't know if you'd like it, though.
No.
Right,
we don't know how long this is going to last.
Before the end of your turn, a bolt of lightning shoots through and hits you and Chaz from an undisclosed location. You see an eye. You can see now. There's a third one that was channeling lightning.
Got it.
It was waiting to see how many people would go in the waters so if it could get more targets. Okay. And it hits a little harder with it. It's designed for it. Dex saves, please, from you too. Just roll regular, it's fine.
That was cocked. How's a 17?
That will make the save.
Natural 20?
Jesus
fucking. I know!
He is an octopus! To be fair, he is an octopus.
It's 29 points of electric damage, 14 if you saved.
So 7.
Yeah. You're resistant to lightning too?
Yep.
I was really hoping I could fry, some calamari here.
Mm.
Or pulpo. El pulpo. Now it's my turn. Alright. It is top of the order. Leading it off is me. I need dex saves at disadvantage because we looked that rule up. From the two people in the water. From the octopus and the not an octopus in the water.
Mm-hmm.
The octopus and the not octopus. Oops.
You alright?
Yeah.
I failed. It's a dex save. I had 2.
Wow, really that was dog water.
He also rolls 2. Mm. So I got 16.
86.
7 plus 2 for 9.
Yeah, you failed.
Did you break
it.
10?
18. On 86. I got 1, 2, 2, 2, 2. 1, 3, 5.
18 total?
Yes.
18 total.
Wait, what was the save?
The 20? Save was... Let me find out. 15.
So I would have made it if I didn't roll with disadvantage, because the 13 was the high. 13 plus 2, 15. I'd have made it.
So half of that would be...
Half of 16.
8.
Alrighty. So that was one lightning bolt. I should have done something first.
Should have.
The other one down there with you is going to attack. It's going to go after the person who has actually done damage.
Chaz?
No.
Hey, I gotta try.
He did!
Two water wings?
Damage. He's offended.
26?
26 will hit.
Fuck yeah, the other one missed.
Do they take lightning damage?
Yeah, they do.
It'll take 4 points of lightning damage.
I will take 4 points of lightning damage on that one. That was the injured one.
That was my damage, my damage shield.
If it hadn't healed itself, it would be dead. It's a bonus action. They can heal themselves. So you're going to take a d6 plus 4, which is not that big deal. Take 5 bludgeoning. And you are vulnerable to lightning until the beginning of its next turn.
That cancels out my...
Correct.
I'm not vulnerable, but I'm not resistant.
No, you are. It negates it. You are vulnerable. It does not remove resistance. It says you are vulnerable.
Mm.
It's a specialized water that makes you real, real conductive. And then it's going to hit you with its tail. It's going to hit you with its tail. It's going to miss with its tail. Because that's its worst attack. 17 misses you?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so.
Though that would have been great to roll a nat 20 just to prove you wrong. It's going to miss.
Boom! This is the next one attacking you?
Yeah.
Down there? Actually, no. This would be the one that snuck up. So, Natalie, it's you. I got a 19 and a natural 20. I'm assuming natural 20 hits you.
Hang on.
You can't negate crits with it.
What, the
silver barbs?
That's a house rule.
Oh, okay.
Like, if I get a 19 and I hit you, you can negate it. Nat 20 is a nat 20 is a nat 20. I don't care what it is. It's still a nat 20. Natalie, take...
Also means he can't do us.
Correct. 13 points, and you are vulnerable to lightning. And then here's its tail. Fuck you, dice, for rolling off the 17 and onto the 8.
So did it fly up to her?
It slid up the, of a pole.
Wait, how many damage for the second one?
It missed.
You missed.
Oh. So 13 was the first one, and then that's it?
It's two swings, that, and the lightning bolt. And then, that's it. That's it for me. My six attack, my many attacks. Mirage, it is your turn.
Oh.
There is one next to you. There is one 15 feet from you.
You mean from Chez?
No, from Athena.
Oh.
Mirage.
15 feet away?
Yep.
I'll run up to and stab it.
It's
on the bridge.
The wire.
So I need to hit it.
You'll need to, you could either, stab it's like 10 foot in the air.
So I need to hit it with my bow.
Probably.
I'm going to do that thing with the 5.
Minus 5 plus 10. Got it.
Yeah.
Sure. It was a 2 on the dot.
You're going to miss, yeah.
I didn't say that I was reading it this time.
You
so
did. You already did on this attack. Yeah. So, plus 5 is 17, you hit.
Oh, thank God.
Not a high armor class. Good damage. Not a high armor class. I love it.
Okay.
You know, Natalie, the one
at home.
Two ones.
It was two ones.
Hey, Natalie, you know, one of the options, instead of getting 19, 20 in crits, you could get real ones and twos on damage dice.
Paul? Suck it. So it's 17 plus 5.
Hits.
Okay.
Also, you forgot to give me the that was plus 15, so it was 17 damage for the first one.
Yes. That's a 10 and a 5. So that's so 30.
So 47 damage total.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't
like... No, don't do this around the cup, is what I'm hearing.
You can also do...
No, that sounds too hard, Paul. All
right, that was your action,
Now it's Chaz's turn.
Now you have Chaz. I'm Murphy. Murphy's right next to you.
Mm-hmm.
He's large, he can reach the thing.
The guy, okay.
He is still fire element, though.
But it's not in the water, so loses that resistance.
We'll do Murph first before Chaz.
That's fine. I'm gonna take half damage from your fire damage.
That's an 18 plus 7
hits
to hit. He takes 2d6, and then an extra 2d6.
But that's the fire is halved.
So it's going to let me pick a different guy then. It's gonna be these two are gonna be fire.
Okay. You realize you picked 3 of the same dice, right?
No, these 2 are the fire.
Ah, got it.
So we have 4.
So 2.
So 2. And then 6, 7, 8, 9, 9 plus 7.
So 16,
18.
16,
and yep.
Barely hanging on. Well, not really, but it's hurt pretty bad.
And then Chaz.
This one's going after the very injured one.
Did you say what these were? These were...
They're elementals with lightning in their eyes.
12 plus 7.
Hits.
You added this plus 1 to hit and damage. Right? Okay. And then 2d6 plus 7. 6, 7, 8. Plus 7.
15.
Is 15.
It's almost dead. That's it for you, though. Chimera. There is one that is slithering up a wire near you. About 20 feet from you.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and shoot it with the thorn bolt. 13's not gonna hit it.
Real close, but no. You can make it a crit.
I could, but I'm kind of saving that for the final one.
You're correct. So, Chimera, would you like to summon a sibling? Or a bonus action spell?
How far away is he from me?
Water.
150 feet down. Yeah. It's really far. It's a ways down.
You've taken some damage, right?
Oh, yeah. Just 17 damage.
So, not really.
Not really.
Yeah. Honestly. I've taken more than that.
Not a meaningful amount.
It's not a lot.
Think a mass healing word?
I don't have mass healing word.
It's a third level spell. I thought you might have it.
No. I think I'm going to just healing word myself. Oh, no. I'm going to actually use... No, that's an action. Yeah, I'm going to healing word myself. As a
bonus. Remember, double dice.
Huh?
Double the dice. One D&D rules. Or D&D 5.24. So first level would be 2d4.
Yep.
10. So. Two twos plus 6, 10. Alrighty. That is your action, your bonus action. Do you want to move farther away or closer to it?
I'm going to move 15 feet more further away.
Got it. Alright, Sal, it is your go. You have a brutally beaten down one and one that's totally untouched.
Okay. For my bonus action, I am going to use the healing potion dragon vessel thing that I had.
Take it. Heal yourself 2d4 plus 2.
Yep. 5, 7.
It's a bonus action. I mean, there's not.
Better than nothing.
Kicks the shit out of nothing. Alright.
And then we'll do the attacks one at a time just to...
Oh yeah, if you hit this first one, it drops.
Huge 21 will hit.
Yeah. It has 10 hit points. Do you do more 10 hit points?
Minimum is 7, so...
Probably, but maybe not. Yes. You treat ones as twos.
For the acid damage, so...
Yeah, but 2, 5, 6...
4, 8,
9. 9, so.
Alright. Yes, I obliterate this thing.
Okay. It is dead.
Woot woot.
I rolled a 20 and a 14. Fucking hell.
I keep rolling 20s and put the dice down. It's not yeah. It does not make me feel good. It's just leave them where they are. Right. There's another one down there.
Move up to the other one. Take a swing on him. I hope Chaz is coming with. But
yes.
I'll have to wait till next turn for that one. And fuck you. I'm guessing a 12 doesn't hit.
No. No. No, no.
That's it for me.
Alrighty, that means it's top of the order. It's a me! Let's
dexterity for everyone.
Dex save from Mirage and Chris. As the one that's on the wire is going to blast you with... Now you are still vulnerable to lightning.
No, Chaz is.
No, that's you.
Chaz was.
You both were.
No, you with the water Chaz one. Didn't get hit.
No, Chaz didn't get hit. It's just you.
Just you.
Great.
Till the end of your, and then the end of your next turn. So it's the end of my next turn. So I'm going to lightning bolt you and you're going to take double damage. Roll dex save. Turn it to,
I
turn
rolled
it to
a 16 plus 8.
You're going to take half, so full. Art, how'd you do? Vulnerable.
I'm going to take full.
31.
Fuck you.
Oh. That was much better than last time. Five fives. Oh, and then 1, 2, 3. That was the one up top.
Paul.
You
dropped me below half.
Woo!
Ah! Paul's like, I never get that.
No, I didn't get 51. That's not under half.
It's almost half. Sorry. Like, this close to half.
And then I need... This is not going to happen. It'll do that. Looks like it gets a little healthier as it siphons water from below. And then... The one down below is going, because you're vulnerable if the other one's not, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same lightning bolt. Dex save.
Fuck you. 4?
It's not going to make it, my guy.
There's a 19, and it was a 20, and then it fell over onto a 2.
Yeah. Chaz, please. Lightning bolt coming.
Another dex.
Yep.
So let's set this at 50 and then see where we have to augment this.
14 plus 2 for 16.
That 16 will make it. 10, 20, 27.
27.
So 54.
4.
27 for Chaz.
Chaz is down.
No, 27, he took half. So 13.
He's not
I
down.
I still think, you know, having a resistance should work.
It overwrites. It is not an error, it's a replacement effect. That was my turns. I got so close.
It just does the lightning bolt.
That's all. If they use the lightning bolt, that's all I get to do for their turn. Theoretically, I could have been really mean and used their bonus action to do fire damage as well, but it felt like a mean thing, so I didn't do it. Also, I've kind of replaced their steam attack with a lightning bolt because I wanted it to be a little different flavor wise. Continuing. It's not my turn anymore. It's Mirage.
How? I'm going to. I did a bow and arrow thing, listener. That is 15 plus 10.
Hits. You gotta take minus 5 plus 10 and hit with that.
Well, I forgot to fucking say it, Paul. Yep. 12 plus 5.
17.
17.
Still up.
Okay. Let's do it again. Natural 20.
Did you take the minus 5 plus 10?
Yes.
You didn't say it.
Yes.
He didn't say it.
I said it. I said, yeah.
Honestly, your bonus, you kill it. So I'm not
natural 20.
You don't have to roll. It died.
Fantastic.
Your minimum damage is exactly what you needed, so.
Okay. Is there anything else left on the surface?
Yeah, there is one more down below.
But in the water.
Nothing on the surface.
With Chaz.
Yes.
Chaz.
Don't you have a second pick, too?
I just did that. That was the natural 20.
She hit twice.
Okay. Yep. 18 per 7.
Hits.
Oh, I don't know why I'm holding D10s when it's 2D6. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 for 16 damage.
That one was untouched.
Oh, wait, shit. Can Murphy add to it?
Within 30 feet, so no.
Damn. Is Murphy gonna dive in the river?
A fire cat?
No. He's like, no. I don't go in water.
He can fly.
He goes, I don't go in water.
He can fly, though.
He would have to go in the water.
He can You could theoretically give Chaz that benefit by flying 20 foot above, 10 foot above the water.
Okay, so then we have a moment where I'm like, Murphy, you have to go down there and give the help action, or the help Chaz.
He could help either of those two, actually.
Oh, I'll give it to you.
And he can give the reaction to give the extra fire damage.
I'll give it to you.
No, you can do the fire damage, I'm saying.
Oh, I do it.
I'll take half, but...
10?
I'll take half, but yeah, I'll take 5. 5. 5 is 5. Hey, 5 damage is 5 damage.
It was a 5 and a 5, so.
Alrighty. Next is Chimera. You get a notification on your comms that Salamander is fucked the hell up, sir.
I'm assuming it's showing on your screen, because I'm using...
So is me.
You say so is me?
I took 31 points of lightning damage.
Yeah.
That's almost half my hit points.
I took 54, which is more than half my hit points.
You have HP shields.
No.
They're gone.
They were gone in the first fight.
Because you fell down. It could
I guess I'm just going to have to take the dive off the bridge here.
I love it. Roll athletics for me. Or acrobatics.
Let me double check to make sure. I know I have...
You're half proficient at least.
Yeah, acrobatics.
Fully proficient, right?
Fully proficient in acrobatics. This isn't updated.
Oh, so that's not close.
Because that was part of the skill, skill ones that I just got for the last feat. I took acrobatics. So that's at plus 7.
Nice.
Oh, 19.
You do not hurt yourself in the 120-foot fall.
Yeah. I know you go in feet first also.
Or you, as long as you break the water with something, like, no, because the divers can do 100 feet fine.
Yeah.
As long as you don't go in flat.
Yeah.
Because that bitch hurts.
Yeah. Spread heat, or no.
Belly flop?
Death flop.
Yeah.
So how far away am I going to be from
60
him?
30 feet maybe?
Yes, I'm going to give you a healing word. Because I'm not going to get close enough.
You can get closer.
I could.
Zzzz!
You're evil.
Let me do...
What level?
Third.
So 64 plus 6.
Oh, is it 64?
Yep. I don't have any D4s out.
That's okay.
Yeah, D8s.
Yeah, I'm just going to use the...
I've always said healing spells are too weak. This makes total sense. The update makes total sense.
So 2, 4...
8.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12...
18. You quadrupled his hit points.
Yeah.
And then some. I can see your hit points as it goes up and down.
Yeah.
I saw the big old red 5. I'm like, who? 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 Who?
Yeah.
That was a great shot.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I'm complaining about the, you know, countering your vulnerability and resistance. And
get that option. You haven't used your action yet.
Oh, that's right. Healing Word is a bonus action.
Want to Thorn Bolt it?
Yeah.
It's piercing damage roll.
I'm going to take the minus 5.
I like it. I like the confidence.
That'll
hit. 15
plus
4. It hits. 2d12 plus 16. Damn.
I like that number. I really like that number.
37 damage from that thorn bolt.
It looks at you with this, the hate. You're going to be on there sitting out of a fucking lightning bolt if it's still alive after Sal's turn. Sal, it's your turn.
Okay.
He's like, I have to kill it before it kills my healer.
All right. Second wind. That's a good thing.
D10 plus fighter level.
D10 plus 8. Fuck you. 9 hit points.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
Woof! Woof, we say. The dumpster called. They want your dice rolls back.
Yeah.
The thing only has only a few less hit points than you do.
Okay, 16 is the low die, so that'll hit.
Hits.
Okay, 12 points on the first attack.
It's hanging on by not much.
17 total for the second
hits.
Attack. And... 18, 22.
Damage?
Yeah.
Describe as you kill it.
I'm just going to stick with just a jab. It's not a slash, it's a jab because it's underwater.
Yeah.
Fly back out, make sure I grab Chimera as we go back up to the bridge.
Chaz is like, Sha, bruh.
Sha.
I call him back.
You're fine.
You guys are, the fight ends and you hear a victory.
Sounds horribly distorted underwater.
Battle Royale.
And the buoy raises up and you see that it drags up a hidden, but 50 feet down was the chunk of road encased in force field. It raises up with it and you actually can just ride it up. Like an elevator.
Okay.
And then it seals in place and the globe opens to reveal a Rubik's Cube or some kind of puzzle cube, you see.
Oh, yay.
Who would like to try and solve the puzzle cube?
Art was raising his hand for audio listeners. So
your options are raw intelligence
mm-hmm.
or sleight of hand.
I'm really good at sleight of hand.
Yeah. I was going to say investigation.
What's your intelligence?
Or investigation.
Which you're better than
I'm also good at investigation. They're equal. I have a +8. What do you have?
For what?
Investigation or sleight of hand.
Yeah, my intelligence is okay.
I have a +7 on investigation.
It's not big. It's the size of a Rubik's Cube. It really is. Or maybe like one size category larger, so like 6 inches across, but still.
So it's a 5x5, not a 3x5.
It's not actually a Rubik's Cube.
For the people.
Yes.
It's a good metric.
I'm at +6 for my investigation.
So, Natalie with the +8.
And these, or the sleight of hand.
Or these tools are sleight of hand.
Which you're better at.
Yes, I'm...
Sleight of hand.
I would be better at thieves' tools, but...
I misspoke. It would be investigation, sleight of hand, or draw intelligence.
We'll go with
sleight. Can I offer to help with an investigation while she does
you can do
sleight
that.
Of hand?
Yeah, so you can do that.
She rolls with advantage?
Correct. Actually, no, you roll a d20, she rolls a d20.
Okay.
That was a 3.
I rolled a 15 plus my 8.
23. You think you've solved one layer of the puzzle.
Fantastic.
And it starts ticking.
It's ticking! And then do I go again?
You realize you have a certain number of rounds before it goes kaboomy.
Okay. I'm assuming that I have to get like a natural 20.
There's
multiple levels to the puzzle.
I go again. Is he helping me again?
Yep.
Roll better.
Is a 17.
16. We'll go with yours. +8.
25. Yeah, it seems like you crack 2 levels with that.
Okay.
And the ticking doesn't speed up, but you do start to hear a charging sound.
Last round.
That's an 11.
That's a 14. +8.
22.
It looks like you're down to the final thing. You can see inside. It's a crystalline sphere with a black bar of metal inside you can't read, as well as it looks like a battery that's getting brighter as you watch. One last check.
Okay. It's an 18. Plus my 8.
The DC on that was 22. So for the last layer, you manage to find the hidden catch, and you open it, and the little ball of electricity harmlessly floats into the sky before detonating about 50 feet above you in a 30-foot radius.
Oh, fun.
Boom! And inside is a black bar of metal.
I'm glad that didn't go off here.
And inside is a black bar of metal that we will read next time.
Good night, everybody.
All right, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Goodbye.